Good morning. You listen to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Melissa Murphy, the co-owner of Johnston Paint and Decorating in Columbia, Missouri. Melissa, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thanks for having me on.
Good to talk to you. Well, I've known you about 20 years. First met you at a shawl advisory council and have stayed in touch with you. You've got a real interesting business that turned 100 years old last year. First, though, I wanted to say congratulations. It was just announced yesterday that you are the winner of the WFCA Tom Jennings Award. So well deserved.
Thank you. That award came out of left field for me. Uh-huh. I have the good fortune of knowing Tom and still participate in some weekly emails that he sends out. It is really just an honor to be awarded something for a gentleman that has spent his lifetime in teaching good values and business sense related to the floor covering industry.
Let me just say, as you look at your website and you find out kind of how y'all list who we are, your servant leaders, you know, the owners are listed at the bottom, which is rare. You've been active in the marketplace, giving back, helping Shaw, helping the WFCA know what some of the challenges are out there in the business. Let's go back to the business a minute. Turned 100 years old last fall. Fantastic. Also, just to point out, this continues to be in the family. Your uncle owned it with a partner, and you and your husband bought it out. And your cousin is the third owner, right? So it's still family.
Correct.
Business.
Yeah. Okay. I like to call it fourth generation stair step. Always family held. We're only the fourth set of owners to have held it. We've been in an ownership position since 2013. My husband started in 86 there. I came on in 96. You're just abiding by the golden rule. It's our responsibility, a vehicle for long-term impact in our community. You know, when you operate in that mindset, it makes the decision-making really easy.
Johnston Paint and Decorating. I mean, you're a major force in the flooring business in Columbia, Missouri, and there's no flooring in the name. And, you know, I think the fact that the last word in your name, decorating, is a pivot point with you guys. And you were telling me that as you turned 100 years old, you had some strategic meetings and you kind of reflected on the why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are we and what are we trying to achieve here? You mentioned that you wanted to be active in the community. We've mentioned that you're family owned. What are some of the other whys?
It is important to us that in our employee relationships that we are fostering a culture that values a really deep knowledge and that we share that knowledge across generations. We also know that those meaningful changes, they don't happen overnight. Our steady commitment over the years and decades is doing what's right and not often what's convenient. We help people create spaces. We want them to grow and adapt with their needs. We want to provide them comfort and inspiration. And we believe that that ripple effect of a well-designed home, we believe that those conversations happen in dinner, over coffee with people, that they happen in the gym, and that they happen generationally. Daughters want to shop where they shopped with their mothers. The understanding that sort of anchors us, and we know that when their homes are better, that their lives work better too. Some of these things that we have done remove price from their transaction. In business, we're empowering contractors and homeowners to create the spaces that they're proud of. So we try to bridge that gap between professional-grade expertise and personalized service. My design team, I have 6 degreed interior designers on staff currently that's supported by several others and some college interns that are in school for design. However, we are not replacing the by-the-hour interior designer. In fact, we actually support a strong group of those independent interior designers that resource out of our showroom.
So how's business right now?
Business is good. We actually, I'm in Chicago at a trade show right now, and I laughed as the 3 of us left yesterday to hop on an airplane, and it was like we could hardly get out the back door. We have never had a down year, but when people are ready to do projects, we are there to do them with them. Nobody is going to pivot on a $20,000 or $30,000 or $60,000 remodel project with floor covering because we're waving a $500 coupon at them.
So you don't offer free install or buy one room, get one room free?
No. In fact, like that seems so repulsive. For products that should last, you know, between 7 and 30 years in a home, it just seems repulsive to me to, you know, be waving sale flags.
So let me ask you real quick, what's selling right now? What's hot in your store flooring-wise?
We're still selling an awful lot of hardwood. We sell way more engineered hardwood than we do solid, but the engineered wood that we're selling is 5/8, 7/16, half inch thick. I never left the more traditional palette. I'm a grand millennial from the start. I love that the colors that are coming back are warmer and that we have given homeowners permission to add color back into their homes and have things that make them feel good in their homes. It's really fun for us to help in putting those rooms together now.
All right. So you're successful because you focus on design. You have interior designers that work for you, and you also work with interior designers in your market. You curate the space, and you're also a Benjamin Moore store, right? I mean, that's got a little
fun, doesn't it? We are all 100 years. Yep. We set out, what are we on an axis? In that x-axis, we've got commodity versus quality. And in the y-axis, we've got transactional knowledge versus like generational expertise. It's about like, where do we want to be in there? And we identified people in our marketplace, like who's the commodity guy here? And who's the guy that's only about quality? And who are the big box chains? Lowe's is in town or Home Depot's moving to town. And what we realized was they were actually giant billboards for us, for our client base. They serve an absolute purpose. And there are a lot of people that love parking 300 meters away and pushing a shopping cart in and praying like hell that they're going to get four boxes of the same guy lot of tile. And God love them. That sent those customers away from us into there. The other one, which we deal with a lot on the paint side, is this corporate-led competition. You know, so the Sherwin-Williams in paint. We have this niche where we want to provide quality and that we have a process-oriented approach. We can take time to curate what the products are that people need, whether we're talking about quarts of paint or whether we're talking about thousands of square feet of hardwood. And we can mix that with this generational expertise that means we can make a decision on a dime. We're not waiting for any boss in some corner office somewhere at 800 number to tell us what we can or can't do. We're training a new interior designer right now, and I just had the conversation with her yesterday morning. When you're in a situation where a customer is unhappy, there really isn't a threshold for pain for how we fix that customer. If we have taken in a repair blind and that customer doesn't believe that they're supposed to be paying the $240 shipping there, for and back, wipe it off. Don't stop and stew about it. Don't come find me. Don't find your manager. Like, just clean it up and take care of it. Like, it makes it easy, right? Like, nobody's uneasy about how they're supposed to handle a customer.
Melissa, great to spend time with you and glad to hear things are going well with you. Again, I've been talking to Melissa Murphy, the co-owner of Johnston Paint and Decorating in Columbia, Missouri. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.